This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. If you want, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, Americans' economic concerns.
Apparently, they're just not that concerned. We'll talk about it.
Well, Americans are oblivious to the world around them more often than not, I've noticed.
Just don't see how you could be oblivious to the obviously inflating prices that are happening all over the place. But we'll talk about that coming up. Aria, you've got that story with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
But we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've got Mark Warden. He is not only the Porcupine real estate agent, but he's also a state representative. Mark, welcome back, I guess, to Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian. It's great to be with you. And I want to salute you and Aria for your fall foliage hair color style this week.
Thanks.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen during the middle of winter.
Well, I think Ian's going to have to do gray, perhaps.
Why would I do gray?
That'd be so fun.
Well, whether you've been meaning to or not, your hair does sort of follow the...
That would be good.
A little what? Sorry, Mark?
A little frosty color, I think, would be fine.
Do they even have gray hair dye? They must, right?
Like, I'm sure they
do. Yeah, they have, like, silver.
Okay.
Mine's always a variation of red, though.
At great political personal risk, I am calling in the show to see you guys and say that some of us in the New Hampshire state legislature are quite libertarian and anarcho-capitalist.
Oh, yeah.
And we're trying to do the good work to decriminalize drugs, for example. And although I'd like to see us, you know, go the Portugal way, at least I'm pushing forward with some legislation to decriminalize, you know, little by little, things like fentanyl and opioids. In fact, I got a call from a DA, in fact, a sort of a conservative Republican-type district attorney, who said, Mark, we're just swamped with all these ridiculous cases, and I'm tired of putting 18-year-olds in jail and charging them with felonies for small possessions of drugs. So it's an uphill battle, as you all know, but I'm working on it and others are working on it. I feel like we're making progress a little bit.
I'm just curious, this DA that is complaining about having to do all this prosecuting.
Yeah, can't they just not do that?
Is he going to, well, that's another good question, but is he going to actually come and testify in favor of your legislation? And by the way, what
actually,
is your legislation proposing?
Yes, he is. He
said he's
going to testify. And this is particular to fentanyl and some of the opioids. And that they said, yeah, he said he would come testify in our committee, so I think that's going to go a long way.
That does make a difference. I mean, as much as we might like to just have average people sway the opinions of these politicians, the bureaucrats seem to hold more sway with them. So if you can get, you know, the guy that runs the jail and the guy that's the prosecutor and, you know, people in the military or whatever, they hold more sway over them. But what is the actual proposal you're working on? What's the what?
This is to, first of all, say no minimum drug sentencing for possession of fentanyl and opioids.
Okay.
And also, we're trying to reduce it, the felony charge, to just more than personal possession. Right now, if you have any amount at all, it's a felony.
Wow. And you're going to prison.
My DA friend brought up a good point, said, you know, if it's just personal use, that should not be a felony at all. It should be busted down to misdemeanor, which means they would just let it go. Because most of these people don't prosecute misdemeanors at all.
That's interesting. Now, I know that there's another bill we talked about just a moment ago that is proposing to decrim psilocybin, psychedelic mushrooms. Is there an all-drugs decrim in this year? Have you heard anything about that? Bonnie and Aria looked over the bills, and they didn't spot anything, but there's obviously...
I don't remember if I did or not.
There's over 800 bills, of course, so it's hard to really know.
Yeah, there's so many bills every year, it's hard to keep track of them. And no, I haven't seen one that would be just a blank slate on all those things. of course, I would support something like psilocybin, decrim, or pure legalization. But
what is
the fact? The reality is that it's just so slow to trudge through the legislature.
Oh, yeah.
And we've had trouble getting through wholesale legislation in the past. You may remember that I put in a bill many years ago to just remove cannabis from all the criminal statutes and treat it like tomatoes. And it did pretty well in the House, but died in the Senate. So we try to tweak around the edges to get gradual improvement towards more liberty in our lifetime.
That was kind of going to be my question. I think you pretty much answered it. I was going to say, why isn't there a bill that would just deschedule these drugs? They don't need to be scheduled at all.
They do not. The problem with legislators who are, in general, old folks and who generally like government,
yeah,
is that they defer to the federal government. And if the feds say it's a scheduled drug, then everybody here will use that as an excuse to not decriminalize it here,
yep,
because then we'd be in conflict with the U.S. government.
Which brings me to my next question, Mark. What have you heard, and how do you feel about the proposal that Mike Sylvia, who is also a great A-plus rated Liberty rep out there, has made to have a constitutional amendment to allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on saying goodbye to the federal government?
I think it's fantastic. Nice. Mike Sylvia is an amazing patriot and activist. He is fantastic. We are lucky to have him in New Hampshire. And I support that initiative. Let's see what the people of New Hampshire say. If the legislature is supposed to represent the people that vote for them, then let's give them their say.
Yeah, and I don't think that's a hard political position to take, even for somebody who might be against independence for New Hampshire. They might be a loyalist to the empire. They should still allow the people to vote on it, right? Because if they take the position that no, we shouldn't even let the people make a choice, then that's a pretty ugly thing to tell your constituents, right?
Well, let's think about this. We like to think that our conservative friends, my conservative friends, I shouldn't say ours, might like that idea. The Democrats are the ones who are always saying, oh, democracy. We need the democracy in America. So this puts it right in their face and says, okay, yeah, if you want democracy, let's actually let the people vote on it. And I think they're going to put their tail between the legs and run home on this one.
I don't know. I don't recall that many people. I mean, it's been a great number of years, but I don't recall that many people arguing that there shouldn't have even been a Brexit vote before it happened. I think even the people who were opposed to Brexit.
And an NH exit, and luckily the Texas version of exiting has given us a lot of publicity and a lot of support. So, you know, let's join the crowd. I think it's great to bring this conversation up to the people.
I also noticed something, and I'm curious of what you think about this. You mentioned cannabis and how it had stopped at the Senate before. And I remember the senators made the excuse of, oh, well, we support this. We know the people want it, but we're going to go ahead and shoot it down because we know the governor is going to not sign it, because he had said he would not sign any kind of legalization of cannabis, which honestly I'm really glad for, because I don't want to have a regulatory structure in New Hampshire. I don't want to see regulations and taxes in New Hampshire. I know that there's some liberty-loving free staters in office who agree with that perspective. So it's actually a good thing that legalization hasn't actually passed yet. But there are, I think there's more than one constitutional amendment proposed for 2022, which would effectively decriminalize all adult possession of cannabis. We already saw some decrim to where it's like a $100 fine for small amounts, but this would basically decrim adult possession of cannabis.
And cultivation.
And is cultivation in there too?
It's at least one of them.
Yeah, what do you think about that approach? Because basically it bypasses the governor. It allows the legislature to put this thing before the people and let the people decide with a two-thirds majority.
I think it's fantastic. And that's how marijuana legalization actually first took hold in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
was through the ballot initiative process. Out west, like in Colorado and Washington, they have those referenda and ballot initiative processes, which we don't have as much in New Hampshire. But I think it's a good start, and I think if we do that, it'll be a clear this message to the governor and to the legislature to get it done.
Well, it would get it done, as I understand it, like instantly, because it would be a constitutional amendment, and the governor has no say over those, which is really interesting. Mark, thanks for joining us here tonight. I appreciate you calling in with a legislative behind-the-scenes update, and there's more Free Talk Live coming up here in moments.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can bring in whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 833-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Aria.
The BitBox is a 100% open source hardware wallet. What's a hardware wallet, Aria?
I don't have a ready to go explanation. It's usually like a USB device that stores your cryptocurrency in a secure way, like a cold storage, so that it's safe. It's not accessible by the internet.
Right.
It can't easily be hacked. That sort of thing. But you can just put your cryptocurrency on it. It's locked by a password or some other sort of system that you set up.
But some of them are closed source, which means you can't know what the code is that's running on that little device. And whether you trust it or not, it's just completely a flip of the coin, whether or not, you don't know. You can't audit the software. But with open source hardware, you could do that. Like if you knew how to look at programming. Yeah, if you knew how to look at programming, you could do it. If you don't know how to look at programming, well, you can have some, geeky friend of yours take a look at it for you.
I think Aria was saying she can't because she's restricted.
I can't program anywhere near that level. I wouldn't have any idea what I was looking at.
But
however,
source,
just knowing that it's open source gives me more confidence in it.
Correct, because you know that anybody else who's got the chops can take a look at that code and make sure there's not anything sneaky going on with it. So BitBox is 100% open source, and you can get your own for 5% off with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, over at box.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to the BitBox website. Again, code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And we've already had some entries in our giveaway that we're going to do at some point in the future. We'll do an episode of Free Your Talk Live, and we're going to give one of these BitBoxes away. Here's how you qualify. You go to our Odyssey video channel over at video.freetalklive.com. Subscribe to our Odyssey channel. Maybe you already have, which, great, you've already done step one. Take a screenshot. Yep, take a screenshot of that. And then go to social.freetalklive.com and post that screenshot. Tag Aria in the post so she knows, because you're the one who's collecting the entries, Aria. So that's why we're tagging you. And then you'll be in the drawing. And, I can't imagine we're going to have a whole bunch of people doing this. It's a lot of hoops to jump through in order to enter this contest. So
is it?
I think so. I mean, how many entries do we have?
Well, just signing up for...
I haven't checked as of late, but the last time I checked it was... I didn't count, but it was between a dozen and two dozen.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Just signing up for social media is kind of harder than a lot of people, other social medias. So, getting people used to jumping through like a little more hoops to get on a more decentralized and less controlled platform.
Yeah, I think this is worthy. Like, it's a worthy hoop to jump through.
It's $125-ish hardware wallet.
I think I saw it at $150 on Amazon.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a nice piece of hardware. Head over to, again, box.freetalklive.com to learn more about the BitBox. So let's talk about people and their economic concerns here, Aria. There's been another study done by Gallup, and they've been doing these over some number of years. They've been looking at Americans and, their level of economic concerns. Now, what that means, I don't know. I haven't read the study, but you've taken a look at it. So tell me more.
Yeah, so only 26% of people name an economic issue, all sorts of economic issues, as the most important problem, meaning they lump unemployment in with that group, the shipping shortages, they lump all of that into an economic
problem.
Issue.
All right.
Americans' concern about the economy is measured by the percentage who mention any economic issues as the most important problem facing the United States has reached a high point during the pandemic. So it is going up, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and this is different than I thought. It's not just the other, 74% don't care about economic issues. It's not their number one.
Number one. Yeah, so do they tell us, by the way, what are the number ones in this particular story?
I don't recall that specific.
Okay. All right.
26% of Americans now cite an economic concern, such as inflation, unemployment, or the economy in general, as the top problem. I would say it should still be higher than that. It should be everyone's top problem right now. If they're paying any attention whatsoever, they should be concerned about the economy.
It affects, like, every other aspect of your life, so I think you're right, too.
Mm.
Well, at a high point for the pandemic, the percentage raising economic concerns remains relatively low in Gallup's historical trend dating back to 1991. The high point was 86% in February 2009 during the Great Recession and financial crisis.
Huh.
Even in relatively good economic times in the past, it was common for more than 30% of Americans to name an economic issue. This study finds that Republicans, 30% of them, and independents, 29% of them, are about equally likely to raise an economic concern when asked to name the most important problem, while Democrats are less likely to do so at only 18%. The most frequently mentioned specific economic issues are the economy in general terms, which is 10%, inflation, only 7% of Americans cited inflation as their top concern, and unemployment at 5%. No other economic matters, such as the federal budget deficit, income inequality, or fuel or oil prices, exceed 1%. In recent months, even though fuel prices are extremely high, a lot of people want to blame Biden for that. I don't think Biden has anything to do with that, but they are high.
They're hitting record highs, I believe, in some places.
It's up about 150% since, not 150, up about 50% since the Trump administration, right?
At least.
It was like $6 or more in California recently.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Yeah, somebody posted on whatever social media that they just hit their first three-digit fill-up that was over $100 for 5 gallons of gas in California. Not 5 gallons. Whatever the hell it was, 20 gallons.
In both September and October, 6% of Americans said the economy in general was the most important problem. Before now, the percentage had not been in double digits since January 2017. While the 7% of Americans citing inflation as the most important problem facing the country is similar to the 5% who did so last month, it is significantly higher than the 1% who named it in September.
Now, if this is, I've got a Gallup.com poll here, and this is actually from back in June. So I imagine this is the same poll. It's just I'm looking at an older story because I suspect they continue to do this like as the months go on.
It seems they do one every month.
Yeah, and they cite here 22%, at least back in June, up from 16% in May. 22% cited government as the nation's most important problem.
Well, it's the nation's biggest problem, at the very least.
So, I mean, again, these are very wide categories, right? Like, government is definitely a problem. What people are saying when they say that, I don't know. Obviously, the government is a huge, or the government people are a huge burden on the economy. You know, a lot of the things that are going wrong economically are created by the government.
Not to mention the entire governmental system is just a cast of parasites.
Sure.
So that's all they are.
And you're saying it's what, 21% right now overall?
26%, I think it was. I'd have to scroll all the way back up to see.
Presuming this is the same poll, it's up quite a bit just from the summertime.
What fascinates me is the increase in people concerned about inflation. We go from 1% in September to 5% in October to 7% in November. It's a little too late to be concerned about inflation.
Well, it's never too late. I mean, people have to wake up and figure out what's going on, and it sounds to me like they've been noticing the changes in the last 2 months.
It's too late if you intend to stay in the dollar. It's not too late if you intend to get out of the dollar when you realize inflation is going crazy.
You can take steps immediately.
Bitcoin is on sale.
That's a good point. We'll continue talking about this coming up here, and you can weigh in as well with what are the top concerns for Americans right now as opposed to earlier this year or last year or 10 years ago. 603-283-6160, and what is your top concern? This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Waukesha, Wisconsin say a deadly Christmas parade rampage was not related to terrorism.
The suspect was taken in custody a short distance from the scene, and we are confident he acted alone.
Police Chief Daniel Thompson identifying the suspect under arrest as a lifelong criminal.
Gerald E. Brooks. male, 39 years of age, who is a resident of the city of Milwaukee. 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with additional charges based on the investigation.
Brooks was out on jail after he was charged with purposely running over a woman with his vehicle. President Biden says Fed Chair Jerome Powell will stay in place for a second term, Biden making it official during a White House ceremony on Monday, praising the Fed for its role in a robust economic recovery. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Doctors are giving an update on the Christmas parade tragedy in Wisconsin. The update coming from the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin-Milwaukee after 5 people were killed and dozens more injured due to what happened yesterday.
Currently, we have 6 patients who we list in critical condition, 3 that are in serious and 1 that is in fair. We also have 8 other patients that are listed in fair condition that are not in the intensive care unit and are in other units within the hospital.
Dr. Michael Meyer, medical director of the pediatric care unit at Children's Hospital, doctors adding hospitalized kids are ages 3 to 16. A federal judge is denying bail for a man accused of threatening both of Alaska's senators. J. Allen Johnson is accused of leaving 17 threatening voicemails for Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan. The Dow gaining 17 points to close Monday at 35,619. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. What do you want to weigh in on the latest Gallup numbers about Americans and what they think is the most important problem facing the country today? And Aria, you've got that story. We're looking here. I pulled up the numbers here as well just to take a closer look. And what it looks like they're doing is they're aggregating together separate answers. So there's people who said the economy in general is the biggest problem, but then there's other people who specifically said things like unemployment / jobs or the high cost of living and inflation. And so they're adding those numbers up right together to get the 26%, I think it was. If you break them down separately, then you see that, like you said, I think you mentioned this earlier, 7% of Americans are saying that inflation is the number one issue. But 21% of Americans are saying it's the government and / poor leadership is the number one issue in November of 2021. So, I mean, that's actually a pretty good thing, right?
I'll sort of agree with that. I would say poor rulership rather than leadership.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they rule, they don't really lead. A leader is someone you want to follow, right?
Correct.
Who inspires you. Yes. A ruler is someone you have to follow because they'll shoot you if you don't.
Correct. Yeah, a leader is somebody who goes first and sets the path, right? Like they blaze the trail.
Right.
They're taking the risk of whatever it is that's going to come, and then they're going to show you, hey, you can follow me. Politicians don't do that. They're cowards.
No, they have an entire group of people that they pay to take those risks for them called the military.
Yeah. So if you want to comment here, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. And I do want to say thank you to Dan Gaudreau, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier. He's joined the new Amps program over at amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our new Patreon. And that is where he signed up as a silver level amps. You can go and join over over there at amps.freetalklive.com, and you get some cool perks. You get some bennies for doing that, and you help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Dan, for that. What else did you want to highlight from this study, Arya?
Well, the last mentions of the last time that mentions of inflation were significantly higher than now was in May of 1985. So people are more concerned about inflation now than they have been since May of 1985, which is good. That tells me people are waking up. Republicans and independents are far more likely than Democrats to say inflation is the most important problem facing the country because, as you mentioned during the break, I think it was, Democrats are far more concerned about race relations than they are the crippling economy, the collapsing economy all around us.
Which affects everybody.
Yes. Yeah. There are smaller, I mean, it disproportionately affects minorities.
It sure does. It will affect the poor.
Yeah, right. Fair point. Neither inflation nor the economy in general is the most frequently mentioned issue overall. In fact, more than twice as many Americans named the government as the top problem, as you said. More Americans also mentioned the coronavirus than the top two economic issues. But as you mentioned, people mentioning COVID-19 as their primary concern is down.
Correct.
Or at least it was in June.
What's down as well, looking at these numbers here from the study you're looking at, September coronavirus slash diseases was 21%. So it was actually the number one concern back then. Then it went down to 15 in October to 13 in November. So down quite a bit.
So people just aren't concerned about COVID-19. That's good. They should have never been concerned about it, I would suggest. But
well, that doesn't mean they aren't concerned. That just means it's not their number one concern.
True.
Yeah.
Well, it was not. I think it's fair to say it was a concern for all of us at some point. It just wasn't a high priority. It was a very sure, I don't want to catch a cold, but I'm not going to go far out of my way to avoid it because it's just not that big a concern to me.
Right.
I was trying to find it just now, but I couldn't find it exactly. But there were some people on LRN today talking about how there was some mainstream media.
You mean Matrix?
LRN.
LRN.fm. LRN.fm. Got it.
They were talking about a mainstream media like channel that came out with this article about how inflation is here now, and it's just such a surprise to everyone. Nobody could have possibly known about it. And I don't know. I just think that's probably why it's more mainstream recently, because the mainstream media
they're
is
talking about it,
even though they're not taking any, not that the media needs to take responsibility, but they're acting like it's
Where'd that come from?
Nobody's been talking about this,
I've been seeing that a lot on social media. Yeah. People making fun of it, like, oh, who could have possibly seen this coming? Usually with like a picture of Ron Paul or something.
Yeah.
It's like,
dude, or any libertarian.
Yeah, it didn't take Ron Paul to point out that printing massive. We've been talking about inflation for the last 15 months.
But we've been talking about it for a long time.
Okay, true.
Years. Here on Free Talk Live.
But it's certainly exacerbated during the last 15 months when the government just printed
obscene. They went into overdrive.
They did.
They're not slowing down, by the way. They're going to do more trillions here for these spending bills. You got the quote-unquote infrastructure bill.
That one was $3.5 trillion.
And then they reduced it to one-point-something trillion.
Oh, that's
but
good.
But now they have another $1.75 trillion bill, so they basically
cut it up
into two bills, essentially. Now they've
classic
got the
government.
The Build Back Better bill is the one they're trying to pass now.
And I'm sure it will pass because the government loves spending money. Yeah. I mean, what's another $2 trillion on top of the $27, $28 trillion that the national debt's already at?
Well, it's about 10%. Not quite 10% more, but...
What was that?
10% more inflation. Oh, no.
Who's counting?
We'll just print 10% more.
That's probably what they're going
to
do.
I mean, once you get to the point where you're dealing with trillions of dollars anyway, the numbers become kind of meaningless. Because there aren't nearly enough Americans to make those dollars actually meaningful or useful or valuable. Not when you have 20-something trillion dollars in debt. And instead of hearing the number, thinking, oh, my God, that is obviously primed to collapse. That's an enormous amount of debt that my brain can't even comprehend. Americans go, oh, yeah, let's just add a few more trillion to it. It's fine. They'll just print the money they need.
Well, you'll be a millionaire soon enough at this rate.
Or a trillionaire if you last long enough.
It could happen.
Without having to eat your neighbors or getting eaten by your neighbors.
People don't think it can happen here, though.
It can happen anywhere. I mean, it is happening here. It's just at a slower rate.
Yes.
Until the last year happened, in which case the rate increased substantially, and it's only going to continue to increase because that's how inflation works. And before you know it, we'll be at the period of hyperinflation.
Yeah, I mean, they keep talking about lowering inflation, but what they actually mean is lowering the rate of inflation. They can't take the money, you know, the money out of the supply, or at least they're not going to. They could, I guess, in theory, they could, you know.
They could just knock off some zeros, man.
Well, that's still, as we've seen in Venezuela, that doesn't change anything.
No, but it allows them to say that it changed something.
Yeah, and it might fool the American people. Like, it's not fooling the Venezuelans at this point. They're on their third iteration of knocking zeros off down in Venezuela. But, like, that game hasn't been played here ever. And so they
it's
might
coming.
Actually, yeah, they might actually pull it off if they try that one.
I don't know how they could avoid it. I mean, eventually it's going to reach that point, right?
And they would have to do it. They'd do it, you know, they take it easy like Venezuela did in the beginning. I think they only knocked off three zeros the first time they did it. So they could do, just knock off a couple zeros and turn a $100 bill into a $1 bill.
I just think crypto is going too mainstream for America to start doing that with their dollars.
Why would crypto have anything to do with it?
I just think that people would be like, that's crazy. I'm going to start buying crypto.
I hope you're right. I appreciate your optimism about that. I did.
Well, my little siblings, like you said, were asking me about crypto today, and normally they're like, I'm going to ignore everything going on in life.
Hmm. Well, that may be an indicator, and there was also another story in the news that 3 out of 4 Americans, I think it was, are aware of cryptocurrency.
Only that many?
That seems really good to me.
I would have just would have thought it'd be higher. I mean, who hasn't heard about Bitcoin at this point?
Well, think about lots of people are completely in their own little bubble. They don't know anything about what's going on in the news. They might know who Justin Bieber is dating or something like that, but, you know, they have no idea what's happening in the world. See, I don't know.
It makes me really sad to think that someone would know who Justin Bieber is dating but doesn't know
what the president
is.
You know, that kind of thing.
He's married.
Whatever. He's probably cheating on her.
No.
I'm sure he is.
Oh, no, he's a good Christian. You believe that one, right?
No, not really.
Meaning he showed up.
I believe he has products to sell, yeah. And Christians are gullible, easy customers.
Yeah. Well, he showed up with Kanye West and Marilyn Manson at a church service recently.
Oh, I forgot he was at that. Yeah, because Marilyn Manson is also a prime example of a good Christian.
Oh, right. He's turning a new page.
He might have to after all the allegations against him. He's born again.
603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us. You have the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. So, Aria, you and I, we both came across the same story here today from the U.S. Sun. And I don't know. Is this something we need to include in a legislative package to decriminalize toads?
If you don't get into, like, fishing and wildlife and those rules about importing, you know, living organisms, I think it's probably legal to have a toad.
It's probably legal to have the toad, but is it legal to lick the toad? Further, is it legal to somehow extract the psychedelic chemical 5-MeO-DMT from said toad and store and or utilize that that chemical? I suspect it is not.
Well, as I'm not an expert, never having licked a toad and can't imagine doing such a thing. I would speculate that since the creature is poisonous or venomous, which one? I don't remember which one I want right now.
Yeah, I never really thought of toads as being particularly dangerous, but I guess you might trip if...
Do they just, like, secrete the stuff?
That is a good question. I don't know, but apparently, according to Luke Kenton over at the U.S. Sun, people are smoking toad venom.
That's really weird.
Well, that is better than licking the toad, which is what I thought they were doing.
I thought they were licking the toad, too.
It's probably pretty gross either way. Like, imagine smoked toad venom.
Ew.
Is probably pretty... Yuck.
I'm wondering how they harvest it. Like, maybe they touch it with something that makes it want to secrete its stuff.
Yeah, is it just come off its back?
And then they, like, use some kind of thing to scrape their back or something?
So they're, like, torturing this poor toad so
probably
that they can... That doesn't sound like the kind of thing someone who had truly done DMT would be willing to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I bet you there's a video out there. There's probably somebody who will show us the process of how to extract toad venom. That apparently people like...
Can't you just get it from plants and smoke it that way?
Well, yeah, DMT, I don't know a lot about 5-MeO-DMT, but I know that it is a thing. I've seen that chemical structure name out there before, but I didn't know specifically that, you know, toads were one of the sources for it. I presume it's also available in plants, but that would be something worth looking into. Obviously, it's related to other forms of DMT, which is one of the entheogens, which we've talked about here on Free Talk Live when we've been discussing legalization or decriminalization of things like psilocybin or other plants or fungi. Those other plants, a lot of them include DMT, which is frequently used in ayahuasca ceremonies, and people that have done these ayahuasca ceremonies, they swear by it. I mean, they think that they've had very, very good experiences doing ayahuasca. I personally have never done it. Not to say I haven't had the opportunity to do it, but you have to basically have a weekend.
Oh, wow.
It's like a day long, right?
Ayahuasca is going to last for many hours. I've heard it's as long as, you know, 12 hours or longer. And then, of course, there's the recovery time afterwards.
You know, I would not. And is it like equivalent to a DMT high?
It is a DMT journey, basically.
For 12 hours?
As I understand it.
Wow. Yeah, no. I'm good.
It's pretty intense, supposedly. Like, if you've got some underlying issues that you haven't dealt with in your life, you're gonna.
Yeah.
In this experience. So a lot of people really have had life-changing kind of level experiences. But you got to do it with a sitter and a shaman, if you will. Somebody that, you know, knows the ropes and is gonna brew the tea and take you through it. And there are these journeys that, or these retreats that are actually being offered in some countries around the planet now, where you can, it used to be that you had to go to like the South American rainforest or somewhere in the woods in Central America and like find some tribe and like talk to the shaman, and they do this thing where they host these ceremonies. But you really would have to be like a backpacker in your 20s or 30s or 40s or whatever. Like, you got to be in good shape to like hike out to these places.
That sounds really fun, though.
If you knew
that, you know, you weren't going to run into, you know, an unencountered tribe that was going to, you know, chop your head off or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd have to trust these people that they weren't, you know, even just going to rob you or something. They're guiding you through, you know, like a rainforest.
I mean, they probably don't have much use for your iPhone or your credit cards, though.
Well, it depends. So that is one of the concerns that has sparked the creation.
But you're also backpacking, so why take all that nonsense?
Yeah.
Well, you got to have money. I mean, still, you know, if you're going to stay in a hostel or whatever, you still got to pay the hostel.
I just know that we read in a book recently about Terrence McKenna's experience with it, and he said it was like kind of like, you know, you had to be open to this experience because he was just giving his life to these people because he was going to like pass out.
Yeah, they're going to take care of you. And if you've got a recommendation from somebody that you know, then you'd probably be fine. But there are people who would just be in South America in, like, that area and just kind of looking for that opportunity. And then they encounter somebody in a bar, and he's like, yeah, I can take you into the, you know, the rainforest. We'll take you on an ayahuasca journey. Just come with me. And then they get, you know, waylaid, essentially.
Oh, they're going to take you on a journey, all right.
And you get robbed. And, you know, luckily, you know, you're lucky if you survive the encounter. They just take your money. So that has happened. And that's the reason why that there are now these actual like resorts where people who can afford it, it's, you know, in some cases it's more expensive than others, but so different range in price, but you know, whether it's a few hundred bucks a day or $1,000 a day or whatever, they've got these all-inclusive resorts where, you know, room service and, you know, you're having an ayahuasca trip in a much more like safer kind of locale for a lot of people, especially older folks who might want to go and do something like that, or somebody who doesn't want to trek into the middle of the rainforest, right? So those are available now. And whether or not Mike Tyson went to one of those, well, he's talking about this toad venom. According to the story, it's found in the Bufo alvarius toad and contains 5-MeO-DMT, which has been touted by some of its purveyors as a miracle cure for mental health issues, such as depression and PTSD, as well as substance addiction.
Yeah, that's generally true of all psychedelics.
Correct. And earlier this week, legendary boxer Mike Tyson, who, believe it or not, is only 55. Like, when I think of Mike Tyson, I feel like he should be older than that.
Me too.
But
that's because in boxing, you have to retire at, like, 23.
Yeah, he's only 55. Credited the venom known as Bufo with helping him kick a dangerous cocaine habit and lose more than 100 pounds in less than 3 months.
And good for Mike Tyson. He has had a roller coaster of a life.
A life, yeah.
I mean, it's good to see him, you know, moving forward, progressing, becoming a better person.
No, he really has, too. And a lot of I've seen him in other stories about how his personality has undergone some pretty serious changes. And he's just become this much more compassionate individual over time. And I imagine this is a factor. He spoke during a conference in Miami claiming that he, quote, died, unquote, during his first trip, and said using the drug has provided him with an entirely different perspective on life.
It could certainly feel like you died and you experienced the death.
They call that an ego death,
right,
in trip parlance.
They mentioned that during this article as well.
He says, I did it as a dare. He says, I
dare you to lick this toad.
Remember, they're smoking, apparently.
Oh, that's right.
The toad venom.
That's even worse in a way, right? Because you're going to extract this stuff and then somehow smoke it. Doesn't sound healthy.
He says, I was doing heavy drugs like cocaine, so why not? It's another dimension. Before I did the toad, I was a wreck. Before I did the toad. I was a wreck, he said.
I have so many ethical concerns right now.
The toughest opponent I ever faced was myself. I had low self-esteem. People with big egos often have low self-esteem. We use our ego to subsidize that. The toad strips the ego, he said.
Tell Mike Tyson.
He said further, in my trips, I've seen that death is beautiful. Life and death both have to be beautiful, but death has a bad rap. The toad has taught me that I'm not going to be here forever. There's an expiration date. And what he's saying here is very similar to what a lot of people, you know, come to conclusion, very similar conclusion to what a lot of people who take psychedelics or entheogens do. In fact, there are people who, who've been diagnosed with terminal illnesses who will, under a therapeutic session, take these sorts of drugs. Now, it's usually not toad venom, but, you know, whether it's LSD or
I think there's a recent study on psilocybin in terminal patients.
Yeah, and having them come to grips with the fact that they're going to die, there's really nothing, there's no better way to do it.
Yeah, they were no longer anxious about it or something like that, I remember the study.
Much more accepting of what was going to come eventually. Tyson, who reportedly discovered toad venom 4 years ago, claimed the drug has made him more creative and helps him be more present. He has now tripped 53 times.
Oh my God, I'm trying to Google how to smoke the toad venom, and the main thing that keeps popping up is addiction.
Are you using a VPN for this?
No. It's Addiction Center, and it's talking about toad venom addiction and abuse and how people can get addicted to it.
Well, he apparently uses Bufo up to 3 times a day.
Wow.
To recenter.
And they're just in Mexico. These toads are just in...
Yeah, there's more coming up here. We'll talk more about it.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.